So, Dwight, kind of give us a brief rundown of what the company does and, you know, the day-to-day operations.
Yeah, so we're a machine shop. We do a lot of custom machining, tools, dies, fixtures. We do a lot for the aerospace and automotive industries, nuclear industries, and then a lot for the local as well, sawmills, farmers, loggers, the local construction companies, pretty much anything that anybody needs done as far as machining goes, we can handle it.
So do you manufacture parts for engines and things like that?
Kind of. We more specialize in the tooling that companies would need to manufacture those parts on their own. So we'd make the, like I said, the fixturing or the machinery. We would design it in-house and then build it and then sell that off.
Okay. So like when you were talking about aerospace, you talked like maybe Magellan or something like that?
Yeah. Magellan used to work for Empire Aerospace before they left town, that type of stuff.
Okay. How long has, you know, the business kind of been around for?
EAP, actually, we started in 1957, and then we were part of the Eddie Match Company back in the day, and then when matchmaking left Pembroke, we stuck around. We were bought in 1999 by the Harrington Group, moved to our current location, and then had our own customers, and then transition into the type of the work that we do now, and we don't have anything to do with the matchmaking end of things anymore, but like I said, got into everything else.
So I guess EIB is kind of like the hub of where, you know, big manufacturers need to go to kind of get their machine stuff ready?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, we work for a lot of the big companies worldwide. We have a lot of our tools in the States and in Canada, but we have stuff in France, Australia, Germany, all over the world. So it's all happening right here in Pembroke.
Is that pretty exciting then? Like obviously from a GM point of view, knowing that you know the stuff you manufacture here is being used all over the world.
It is, and myself, that's what I found exciting when I first started out. I was originally a co-op at EIP and went through my whole career, got my license, and then went into the design department, and I've been there 21 years now and worked my way up to becoming the general manager, and it's always been exciting and fun and very interesting with the type of work we do and basically supplying it worldwide.
So what are the biggest challenges that the company faces?
Like anybody right now, employees, you'd like to have more people, but they're hard to come by. We, you know, of our current, we have about 18 employees right now, and roughly half of them have apprenticed in the shop. So what we found best is we basically hire locally and then train our own employees, which works out well, but it is tough to get people and meet with demands for the workforce.
So what kind of, education and things like that would your employees need?
It was nice. There was a college program for machining or tool and die, but now we just pretty much do all on-the-job training. The last couple of apprentices we've had, we've hired right out of either the co-op program like myself or even just high school, and we send them through an apprenticeship program. It's about a four-year thing that they work and learn on the job, basically.
Okay. Do you happen to have any, you know, words of advice for anybody kind of looking to get into the biz?
Yeah, if to me, I think all trades are important, but anybody that's interested, just reach out to your local shops and see if someone will give you a chance, because it's more than likely somebody will now.
Well, you can just tell us a little bit about, you know, what types of machines that you have on hand type thing and maybe what you use day to day.
We have a whole bunch of different machinery. We don't really specialize in one thing. We got a bunch of manual and CNC mills, lathes, EDMs, and a new water jet that we purchased last year. So we can pretty much handle just about anything as far as machining goes. And we're open from 7 till 11 p.m. every day except Fridays. We're done at 3:30, so we can help anybody out